themselves in the Signature Real Estate Red Zone. Signature Real Estate Group, faith, family, and real estate. Need to buy or sell your home? Go to CampbellCountyHomeGuide.com. May in the shotgun. Three receivers near side. The back is Champ Taylor. May themselves in the Signature Real Estate Red Zone. Signature Real Estate Group, faith, family, and real estate. Need to buy or sell your home? Go to CampbellCountyHomeGuide.com. May in the shotgun. Three receivers near side. The back is Champ Taylor. May sends him in motion. He gets the abdomen high snap. Fires off his back foot. Champ Taylor in the flats. Near side across the five. And he bangs down the near sideline into the black end zone for a Mustang touchdown. May finds Champ Taylor and he scores it from 6 yards out of the near flats. In the Signature Real Estate Red Zone. Two receivers far side. Throws to third. Near side, Taylor on the left hip of May. They're going to give it to Taylor. He's going to bounce outside. He gets a couple of blocks along the numbers, and he dives, spinning into the black end zone for a Mustang touchdown. That's Champ Taylor's second score of this game, and the Mustangs regain the lead. 13-19 to play. Quarter number two, 12-7 Wyoming. Mustang defense here trying to get a stop on the road at United Wireless Arena. I'm glad you're here with me this evening. A little Saturday Night Football on the Basin Radio Network. Two receivers far side, one receiver near side. It is 3rd and 6 for the Storm. Sanders on the left hash gets the snap. Rolls. He's looking. He fires over the middle. The pass is complete. And Gerard Hurd is going to scoot across the field from left to right. Gets outside the numbers 5 and into the black end zone for a Southwest Kansas touchdown. He's going to lob one to the end zone off his back foot. A leaping interception by Tony Peters. 1 yard deep in the black end zone. He scoots across, angling right to the 10. He's tripped up at the 13-yard line. A leaping pick by Tony Peters. For the Storm, Sanders on the left hash gets the snap. Rolls. He's looking. He fires over the middle. The pass is complete. And Gerard Hurd is going to scoot across the field from left to right. Gets outside the numbers 5 and into the black end zone for a Southwest Kansas touchdown. We're tied at 6. Second down and 6 for Wyoming at their own 9-yard line. We have 4 first downs in this game. That's presented by ERA Priority Real Estate. Your job is our priority. Two receivers far side, one receiver near side for the Mustangs. Ridley's going to rush up to the line in the slot. May gets the abdomen high snap. He's looking. He's going to sidestep to his left. Rolling left. He fires. And a leaping catch made by Rashad Ridley at about the 13-yard line. Very close to a first down. He jumped on the wall and caught it. An athletic play by Rocket Ridley. Fourth down and 8.5 for Wyoming. May in the shotgun. Three receivers. Taylor on his right hip. Gets a snap. Back to throw. Rolling right. He fires. Evans makes a leaping catch as he's hit into the first row over the fences. What a catch by D-Train Evans. That is a gain of 17 yards and a Mustang first down. Wow. Highlight reel catch by D-Train Evans. Mustangs have a 3rd and goal down the middle of the field at the Southwest Kansas 15. Getting the snap is May. Three-step drop, he fires for the end zone. He's got Evans. He makes a basket catch in the back corner of the black end zone for a Mustang touchdown. And Wyoming extends the lead. It's 20-13 Mustangs, and they quiet the crowd here in Dodge City. From the 11, getting the snap, Sanders. He rolls right, pumps. Oh, almost fell down. He gets hit into the wall. He fires a pass. Intercepted. Champ Taylor down the middle of the field. He angles outside the numbers 20, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 into the black end zone. Touchdown, Wyoming. Champ Taylor, his 3rd touchdown of this game. He has 2 on the offensive side and now 1 on the defensive side with a pick 6. And the Mustangs have a 2-possession lead. The last extra point. They're going to go for 2. 2 receivers far side, 1 receiver near side. May gets a snap. face it. Lobs one back in the end zone. Evans leaps, and D-Train makes the catch in the back of the black end zone. Two-point conversion. Good. 35-31. Wyoming extends its lead to four. 10:28 left in quarter number four. Spot him at the 10. That was a loss of 11. It is third down and a lot. Wyoming needs to get to the Southwest Kansas 13 for a first. They have it at their own 10. It is third and 27. Two receivers near side, Barilich alone far side. Again, the snap is made. Pump fakes. Looking, rolling right. He's hit and spun down by McKenzie. The ball loose into the end zone, and Mathers falls on it for a storm touchdown. And now the officials are going to coalesce at the goal line, and they're trying to discuss if this is a fumble and a score or if it was a safety. Lance Mathers falls on the football in his teal uniform, and he gives the Storm their first lead of this night. Second down and one, Mustangs inside the Signature Real Estate red zone. Getting the snap is made. He sidesteps to his left, under pressure, fires in the back corner of the end zone. Ridley leaps over the wall, and he makes the catch. Touchdown, Wyoming, in the back corner of the black end zone. Highlight reel in Dodge City at United Wireless Arena. And now Southwest Kansas getting into it with the Wyoming players on the bench. Antoine Hadley getting after it. Players talking to him as the officials adjudicate this, and I would surmise that this probably will be reviewed. Now the officials are talking to the goal line. Ridley caught it, had possession of it as he went over that wall. Now, if he doesn't come down with it, then it won't be a touchdown. But if you see him and he still has it, and the ruling on the field is a score. Rashad Rockets Ridley. May alone in the backfield. D-Trade Evans, a receiver near side. Three receivers far side with Barilich and Ridley running up to the line, along with Gross the third. First and 10 Mustangs from its own 15. Taking the snap is May. Fires far side. Gross slips a man. He juked him out of his shoes. Goes down the far side across the 15. Bangs into the wall at about the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards. That is a nice move put on by Flip Gross the third. 1:35 left. They have it on the Wyoming 23. Wyoming needs a stop to ice this game. Getting the snap is Hurd. Hurd back to throw. He fires for the end zone. Leaping and making the catch in the back of the black end zone and getting cut down for a touchdown is Antoine Goodley. The former Baylor Bear gives the Storm the lead back with 1:25 to play in this game. They have it at the Mustang 1.5-yard line. Mustangs trying to hang on the road. They lead 42-37. Hurd, the former Longhorn at quarterback, two receivers far side, one receiver near side. Third and goal from the half yard line, 6 seconds left, he fires to the end zone, and the pass is complete in the back corner for a Southwest Kansas touchdown. Barely hanging on to the rock was Giovanni Sanders. Four seconds to play in this game. And Southwest Kansas leads 43-42. Here we go, 1 second left, 43-42, Southwest Kansas elite. Southwest Kansas trying to improve the 1-1 on the year after losing against the defending CIF champions last week in Omaha. Mustangs need a miracle to start this year 1-0 here on the road. This would be from 47 yards, and it would be for the win from 47 yards out. Barilich approaches, swings his right leg. It's got a shot, and it's just wide left. And that'll do it here in Dodge City at United Wireless Arena. Your final score, Southwest Kansas 43, Wyoming 42, as the Mustangs open their season losing a heartbreaker to the Storm.